The Tour Bus Music Show, Episode 42.
You're listening to the Audius Maximus Network. Expand your mind. Widen your world. Many countries. One nation. www.audiusmaximus.com.
Hey, this is Rana here from Legacy of Disorder, and you're listening to the Tour Bus Music Show. You can check us out directly from www.legacyofdisorder.com. Check us out on Facebook, check us out online. Thank you.
The Tour Bus Music Show. Your link to live music. Rock out with your pod out. www.thetourbusmusicshow.com.
Some dishes are best served raw, and there's nothing closer to raw than rock bands. The power, the attitude, and the music has been delivering that message for a long time. With all the changes in styles in today's music, it's good to see that the message that has always been the backbone of rock music is not lost on a younger generation of musicians. Being outspoken, loud, blunt, and unforgiving is the very essence of what makes up some of the best rock bands of all time, and it is what gets the message across. Familiar Sin from Orlando, Florida is one of those bands. Not only do they play the music, but they live the life. Founded in 2009, the band has spread their own brand of whiskey and women-fueled original rock around the nation. I had a chance to catch up with them a few weeks back for a candid, if not very revealing, interview with the band. In our time together, they painted a real picture of what life was like on the road as a rock band bringing the party and all the debauchery that comes with it around to everyone. They also share four of their songs with us that serve as an anthem for living life on your own terms and to remind us that being a little bad can feel so good. Welcome to the Tour Bus Music Show, listeners and leather ladies around the world. This is T-Mike, your host, and this is episode 42, where again we'll be featuring Familiar Sin from Orlando, Florida. But before we get to the interview, I just wanted to bring you up to date on what will be going on in and around the next few weeks for the Tour Bus Music Show. We are currently working on bringing you some great interviews this season, and we invite you to join in the fun. If you're going to be in Louisiana within driving distance of Baton Rouge and Lafayette, Louisiana in mid-March, we will be on location at the Varsity Theater in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on March 15th, shooting a video interview with Nonpoint that day. And we will be at their show that night filming and shooting photos with their show with Hinder. So join us at the Varsity Theater that night for a great show. We'd love to meet up with all the Tour Bus listeners there. The next day, March 16th, we'll be at the station in Broussard, Louisiana, where we'll be attending Krautstock. This is a concert featuring bands from 10:30 in the morning till 10 p.m. that night, and it will feature both local and national touring and recording artists such as Seven Dust, Pop Evil, Trapped, Candlelight Red, Crack Jaw, Digital Summer, and many more. Then, when the concert ends at 10 o'clock, there starts an after party in the club that is not to be missed. It does require an additional ticket, so check them out at thestationlive.com for details on this event. Remember to get your tickets early, because this event will sell out. We'll be there doing video interviews with several bands, including Seven Dust and Candlelight Red, and we'll be bringing them to you in the coming weeks, and of course, we would love to meet you there as well. We've got lots more coming as summer approaches, and plenty of great music, so stay tuned to the Tour Bus Music Show for details coming soon. Now a word from our sponsor, and it's off to the show. Today's episode of the Tour Bus Music Show is brought to you by Limos.com. Whether you're headed out to your favorite concert, catching a ride from the airport, or if you just want to look like a rock star for your night on the town, go to Limos.com to get the role that makes you rock. Familiar Sin, Bound.
See inside you, why can't stay. But you don't really want to, just for pity's sake, tell me not to go. Nothing I can say, it's gonna change a damn thing. You can say it's doomed, fire and I'm cold. I'm cold. It's bound to burn, turn to ashes, left with nothing now. I know truth is only what you want to
Welcome to the Tour Bus Music Show, and tonight we have Familiar Sin from Orlando, Florida on the line. How are you guys doing tonight?
All right, man.
Doing good, man.
If you could take just a second and go around the table, introduce yourselves and tell everybody what you play in the band.
I'm CJ. I'm lead singer and guitar player.
I'm Chris. I am the lead guitar player.
I am Josh. I am the drummer, the concussionist.
I understand Familiar Sin got its start back in 2009. I mean, can you tell me how you all came together to form the band? And while we're on the subject, can you tell me what led you all down the path to become musicians in the first place?
So a mutual friend of ours introduced us to each other. We all had similar music styles, so it just kind of took its own path after that. Myself, how I got involved in music was my grandpa used to play a lot when I was growing up, and that made me want to play guitar as well.
Awesome.
What about you guys?
Mutual friend, he did the right thing and got us all together, and we actually played with him for a while. He was our bass player for a while, and now we just like to go through bass players left and right, so it's pretty cool. What led me into music? I guess being a misfit and not fitting in anywhere and just kind of going, and music is a good outlet. It's a universal language.
He likes to beat on things.
I do like to beat on things. It's a good aggression relief. Drums is awesome. Nobody should play guitar. Everybody play drums.
That would be a new concept for a band.
Right? All percussion.
All drum circle bands.
We would call it the beat off band. We can have beat offs every weekend.
Guys, let me talk to you about your album for a bit. You just recently released Guitars and Guns, which I saw is available on Amazon.com for sale. Can you tell us a little bit about your new album and about the experience that went into writing and recording it?
You want to field that one, Chris? Go ahead. It's a 12-song demo. We had two different people help us record it. We had Mr. Dan Minotta do 9 of the songs, and Tim Lau did 3 of the songs about a year and a half ago. And we just put them all together, and we recorded it at Josh's house, our drummer. And it took about 2 weeks to get it all together. We're kind of in a rush to get it all together because current management at the time was kind of getting us to rush everything together. But it ended up coming all together really good, and we're pretty happy with the way it came out.
From what I've seen, Familiar Sin, you really have an edge to your music. I mean, it's really raw and in your face. I mean, can you take us kind of virtually into a typical Familiar Sin show and tell us about what the experience is like attending one of your shows?
Familiar Sin show, it's a lot of women and whiskey involved in that, I'd have to say. Arena rock feel, just a lot of energy, good times.
I think it takes a lot of the fluff away from what I guess you would call commercial music today. Guys working hard trying to get their music out. And it gets a real, like, honest-to-God, everyday connection with people. Music is their disconnect from their regular life. So that's what we try to do, is entertain them in that disconnect. But it really comes from us. It's from our life experiences, where we've been, and the things that we see are valuable to entertain yourself while you're here.
One thing that I definitely did in the beginning is make sure that there's no artistic cap on what we do. I know a lot of bands are like, oh, that's not metal enough, that's not hard rock enough, that doesn't sound like us. I made sure that there was no cap on what we do, and whatever we write is what we write. And some people dig it, some people don't, and that's just the way it is. But I didn't want any type of, like, artistic cap on it. So that's why there's such a wide array of music on that album.
And I think that's one thing we're starting to see here from a few bands here and there is, I mean, there's a lot of them that like to stick to their genre, but there's some that's willing to step out there and experiment a little bit and just kind of put the music out there and let everybody make their own decisions on it.
It's healthy.
I think that comes with musical maturity. By a certain point, instead of just going, hey, guys, let's write a song, you get to a point where it's more actual artistic expression. It's who you really are, not trying to be something that you're not, or write music that you don't know about or you don't really feel. I think you really gotta feel what you're doing, or it's not going to come across, you know, as authentic. It's kind of just, you know, guys getting together, people getting together and making some noise, even if it's good sounding noise. You can definitely tell good music that's really what people like to do when you hear it.
Well, I see all of you have some tour dates coming up here currently. And you're going to be running up the Eastern U.S. seaboard and even up north into Ohio. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about what your touring plans are for the spring and summer of this year, and in general, where you'll be spreading this in?
Yeah, we're going up the East Coast all the way up to New York and Ohio and then back again. Play a bunch of shows around town for about a month. And then we go back out again on the Midwest, which will probably be a little bit longer of a run, probably about 2 months instead of 1 month. Come back, hang out for a couple weeks, maybe a month, play some in-town shows, and get out there and do it all again. Probably hit...
I think we're hitting East Coast again after that.
East Coast?
Yeah, and then we hit the West Coast.
There you have it.
Did you want to give...
And don't forget the Third Coast, which is our southern coast down here. We'd love to see you around our area as well.
You'll be seeing us on that next run. I think we're coming out... we should be hitting, like, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, and then we scoop back up... towards, like, going back into, like, Mississippi, Tennessee, etc. And if I'm not mistaken, we're trying to get hooked up on a tour that I don't want to jinx. So I'm kind of nervous.
No, I don't talk about that.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous to say the name. It's a secret, but when we come out with it, I think everybody will dig what we're doing and who we're touring with. It'll be a good time. There'll be a lot of whiskey and influence nights. Some new songs being written.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like fun. Whenever you decide to announce the dates, if everything comes through, and I hope it does for you, just let us know over here and we'll be glad to put it out for the listeners tonight.
Definitely.
It's time to rock the bus with another track from your album. And this is your title track, Guitars and Guns. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about this song?
So right off the bat, the song title came from a moving box when... myself and Josh went up to go get Chris from Memphis. He moved up there for a little while, and we went to go get him to get the band back together. We split up for a little while, did our own little things, and that's what he had written on one of his moving boxes. It said, guitars and guns, and it was literally full of guitars and guns.
Wow.
And, yeah.
That was a heavy box that you definitely did not want to drop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm the resident redneck. I grew up playing music in Memphis. Those guys came to get me and put it all back together, like CJ was saying. And he just kind of looked at the box. I'm like, what? That's what's in there. Don't drop it.
Protection for the guitars.
That's right.
The song is about, like, dealing with stupid people. And what better way to deal with stupid people than guitars and guns, right? A whole box full of them.
I mean, that's what we got, you know. The music is what we got. That's how we deal with everything. So that's how we make our statements. There's a bunch of times during the day you wish you could just say something to people. And, like, that's what I mean about musical maturity over time. This is how we do it. This is how we get to, like, make our statements.
Familiar Sin, Guitars and Guns. I mean, can you tell us a little bit more about what makes each of you kind of tick and maybe a little about what you enjoy doing when you're outside of the limelight?
Well, go ahead, CJ. You take that one.
Lately, I've been watching a lot of TV shows on the internet. Just catching up on old shows, watching like 7 seasons of Dexter and American Horror Story, Asylum, writing songs, messing around with the acoustic. I play the acoustic a lot when I'm sitting at the house. Me and Chris both work at a tattoo shop, so when we're not, you know, doing all those other things, we're sitting at the tattoo shop just drawing on people for a living.
Yep.
Well, getting back to the band, can you tell us about Familiar Sin's songwriting process? I mean, every band does it a little bit differently, and it's always kind of insightful to hear from the members of each band how it all comes together for individual groups. I mean, could you kind of enlighten us on what the process is like for you all?
We take a guitar and throw it down the stairs and record it, and whatever riff comes out of there, we try to make something out of it.
That's rock and roll, man.
I'd say me or Chris would come up with some riff ideas, or Josh would come up with a drum pattern. Sometimes one of us will just have a complete song already ready, and we'll just show it to each other. It's a different process each time. Each song is written in a different way. Some of them just come to you all at once, everything, the drums, guitars, vocals.
Well, yeah, guitars and guns, that fell out in, like, I don't know, 20 minutes or some shit. It was ridiculous.
So, yeah, some of them take a little bit longer to fluff and finesse and get where you want them, try to get to what you want what the song to say, and then other ones just hit you like lightning.
Well, we're going to talk about one of those songs now, and this one is going to be Little Mama, because we're about to play it. Can you tell us a little bit about this song?
Well, we talk about this one at every show. We ask people if they ever had sex in public, and that's basically what it's about. Just having a good old time and getting it on, getting dirty.
I don't think you've ever lived unless you've like pancaked abroad on top of one of them outdoor air conditioners. It is awesome because those little marks, they don't go away for at least 20 minutes. And when it's cold, it's even better, dude.
And I take it this is a commonplace occurrence at your shows, right?
Everybody,
we hope so.
Everybody's got an air conditioner.
We encourage it. You know, with all of the whiskey floating around and everybody having a good time. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's everybody having a good time. We kind of force it on people. If you come out and you've never seen us before, we guarantee you, you're going to get a buzz and you're going to have a good time.
And you're going to get laid.
You might even get laid. grab a pole and fill a hole. We want to see some fucking...
Man, the way I look at it, dude, is you only live once.
YOLO.
That's it. You only live once, man. Do what you want when you want.
Familiar Sin, Little Mama. looking back over the past few years and your previous performances, and it sounds like you've had some interesting ones. I mean, are there any that stick out in your mind as being really memorable? And you can you kind of recount the experience to us?
Oh, for me, that would have to be we played this show out in Ocala, Florida. It was a quite humorous, man, because they didn't want us doing anything crazy, and I guess the word had gotten around that we do stupid shit and really don't give a fuck. And CJ, mid-song, starts climbing up the tower of speakers, and they're shaking and wanting to fall over, and the sound guy for the back of house was like, oh my god, he started freaking out and yelling at him and stuff, and CJ just flat out ignored him and just right up to the top of the cabinet, man. And I was just like, oh, that is outstanding.
It was on the news.
we woke some people up that night, man. We pissed some people off. That's always a good thing for me.
Yep. I would have to say one of mine is the first time as a musician. You know, you play venues. A lot of times you play to people that you don't know, you do know, who knows who you know. But that first time you play a song and you quit playing and the rest of the crowd starts singing the words to your song, gotcha. I have to say that, like, that's one of the most memorable times in a musician's career.
Yeah, it makes your hair stand up.
Definitely does.
Oh, I'll tell you, that's about one of the best highs you can get.
Right?
Yeah. We also did a party bus out to Tampa one time. Man, that was a shit show, let me tell you. People getting drunk and laid and fighting and all kinds of stuff, man. But I tell you what, it was me and the bass player on the bus, and Josh and Chris went to the venue and set everything up, and we literally walked in the door, put our guitars on, and started playing. And it was fucking fun. Another time we were at a biker bar. We were playing with another band. They were supposed to play for like 2 hours. We were going to play for 2 hours. They got kicked off the stage in like 45 minutes, if that. And they're asking us, you don't sound like that, dude. You don't sound like that. And we're like, no.
There were some rowdy-ass motorcycle clubs in there.
Yeah, we were kind of scared that we were going to get, you know, thrown out or beat up or, you know, worse or something. We get up there and we get done with our second song, and it's quiet for a second, and then the whole place just erupts.
Yep.
Screaming, hollering.
Bass player at the time was on top of the bar, humping people's faces.
So was every broad in the bar. Hell dancing, yeah, on the bar.
Man, I forgot about that show.
The bartender shooting flames. It was insane. I didn't know what to say, man.
Yeah, that was a good time.
I look forward to more shows like that. Hopefully next time we see you, we'll have some more entertaining stories like that.
Well, don't forget the video.
Oh,
right.
Nowadays, everybody's got videos on their phones, man. Shoot, if you're out at one of our shows, it's to everybody listening, man. If you catch us at a live show, go ahead and videotape us and send it to us, man. We'll post it up on our page.
We're not Metallica. We will not sue you.
Hey, there's no such thing as bad press.
That's right. Uh-huh. And I like press.
And that's something we're good at, is creating bad press.
We actually have a Bells Bondsman that is like the band's Bells Bondsman.
Haven't had to use him yet.
Not yet. Good. That's it.
Well, you know, we're talking about press, and communication is with the band's fans, you know, it's key for not only keeping the relationships going strong and the interaction going, but it's also imperative in gaining new ones. I mean, in that spirit, guys, the tour bus in a very real sense is traveling around the world on a weekly basis, and you're going out to currently what is 107 countries tonight.
Nice.
I mean, is there anything you would like to say to the fans listening to the show and rocking with your music?
We're coming to get you.
We're looking for you. Look for us. We'll be out there.
And I take it they've all gotten an invitation to the party, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for, man, is for us to have a good time and for everybody else to have a good time.
The show is a party, and then there's a party afterwards.
Unless you like bad music, then you're not invited. If you listen to
Dubstep,
Justin Bieber, don't even bother, because we're just going to hurt your feelings.
I actually, when I went out to research your band, I was able to find you pretty easily just by Googling you. And there's been, man, there's all kind of stuff out there about y'all. I ain't going to say it too loud, but seriously, I mean, where's the best place for your fans to go online to get your news, your tour dates, and find out more about you guys?
Well, the obvious avenues everybody uses, Facebook, of course. One that we like the most is Reverb Nation. You can find our music on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon.
Rhapsody.
A whole bunch of stuff that I don't have right in front of me right now. But if you are interested in getting updates and knowing when we're going to play our next shows, go ahead and shoot us an email at familiarsin@yahoo.com or familiarsin@gmail.com. And we'll save your emails and we'll update you. We won't spam you, but we might send you naked pictures of,
you know, of Josh.
Josh holding his sack.
Don't worry. Even when I have my clothes off, I have clothes on. I'm a furry man beast.
He's pretty hairy. Pretty hairy.
And not to mention the various air conditioner pictures, right?
Exactly. Which all you'll see is like, just a straight up pancake titty.
Fluids may or may not be involved.
You just got to make sure the blade's far enough down. You don't want to catch a nipple. That's like the focal point of any titty.
Might get a free person out of the deal.
Right, if I can lop the thing off.
Well, guys,
zombie titty.
It has been a blast talking with you guys tonight and hearing some of your music. I mean, which, remember everyone, you can go out and find Familiar Sin's new album, Guitars and Guns, on Amazon.com. We'll also put a link in show notes for this show on the TourBusMusicShow.com on where you can get their album as well. Thank you so much for taking time to join us on the show tonight and share some of the more interesting stories of the band. And I'm sure we're going to have more coming up here in the future.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, definitely, man. Yeah, thanks absolutely. For the invite.
Well, before we go, I would like to ask you to take us out of the show tonight by talking about our next song, which is, we're going to end the show on, called Whiskey Blues. I mean, can you tell us what the story is behind this song before we go for tonight?
Well, I'd have to say it's probably a little love-hate relationship with women and whiskey. A little bit of Robert Johnson thrown in there. Bad relationships and too much alcohol.
The alcohol comes after the bad relationship.
Or is the cause of the bad relationship, maybe.
Yeah. Catch 22, man.
But it's all right because whiskey doesn't talk, so you don't have to fight with it. It's nice and quiet. It shuts up when you need to shut up and talks when you need it to talk.
And like some women can give you a real headache the next morning.
Yeah. Right? I'm Look. Telling you. I need a on-off switch for the vocal cords on women.
There goes half of our listeners.
Familiar Sin, Whiskey Blues.
Living here, get this evil woman off my mind. Living here, get this evil woman off my mind. Off my mind. One more shot of whiskey, let the devil take me for a ride. No one knows just what the deep woman's goal. No one knows, yeah, just what the deep woman's goal. What a goal. One more shot. She can take my soul. I can be a devil too.
Thank you again for taking the time out of your day to listen to the show. We hope you enjoyed our conversation of music with Familiar Sin. Join us again on our next episode when we'll be featuring American Swindle from Houston, Texas. But before we go, we mentioned earlier in our last episode featuring Jasmine Kane about our upcoming contest on the Tour Bus Music Show. Once a month, we'll have contests where we'll be giving away merchandise from various groups and artists that appear on the Tour Bus Music Show, and maybe even some official Tour Bus Music Show merch in the future. We'll be giving away autograph CDs, posters, and other cool items will be the prizes up for grabs for winning whichever type of contest we are holding that month. There will be one winner drawn from the correct submissions per month. The contest may be the correct answer to trivia from a previous show, it may be an online scavenger hunt, or any other crazy thing that we can think of for your chance to grab some cool merch. Listen here on the next episode of the Tour Bus Music Show, and that'll be episode 43 featuring American Swindle for more details. Don't forget, if you like the show and want to show your support, there's lots of ways you can do it. Tell your friends about the show and how they can jump on the bus too. You can go to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. Please leave your comments for the show. And if you're feeling really supportive, you can visit our website at thetourbusmusicshow.com. If you're planning to buy music or anything else through Amazon.com, and click through our link to do it. It won't cost you any extra, but the commission we earn helps keep the bus running. Got a special occasion you need to rent a limo for? You can get the best rate as well as setting up a cool ride if you're going out for a night on the town, or if you just want to rock it like a star when you need a ride from the airport. Use the link on our site to book the role that makes you rock at limos.com. Until next time, this is T-Mike telling you to live out loud and rock out with your pod out.
The Tour Bus Music Show is a production of the Audios Maximus Network, a division of Global Stage Media. All rights reserved. All interviews and music heard on this show are used with the express permission of the copyright owners. No portion of this show may be reused without permission of the copyright owners and or Global Stage Media, LLC. For more information and show credits, please visit www.thetourbusmusicshow.com/info and www.audiosmaximus.com. Be sure to catch the show and don't miss the bus.